And that was Georgia's First News on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, born in the United States, then returning to his family's native Nicaragua at an early age before coming back to the United States as a young adult, now in his 60s, Nelson Amaya has been a Carroll County resident since the early 1990s. He discussed his Nicaraguan heritage and his love for Carroll County on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
Back in 1979, where the Sandinistas revolution with the word, with the Somoza, I decided to come back to the States because I was a teenager then. You know, it was hard because I came by myself with the friends. I had to go to back to school and trying to get lined up my life. With the new language, Miami was kind of in between because it was a big city, but also Spanish was the main language there.
And after going to college and getting married, Amaya and his family decided Miami was not for them.
And I wanted to get out of Miami because we had a rough situation there with the drugs, the cartels. You know, my mother-in-law had some relatives and family. And then we came. My wife said, hey, I love this. I stay, you go back and pack. And we're still here since 1990.
Amaya discusses his and his family's contributions to Carroll County on that WLBB Community Voice program, which is now archived online at newstalk1330.com and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Candidate for 3rd District, U.S. Congressman Mike Dugan of Carrollton, branding his opponent a D.C. insider soaking up out-of-state money.
One of the things that I'm proud of, 80% of all the financial support I've gotten for the campaign is from the state. 70% is from the district. My opponent, 97% is outside the district. You look at all the lobbying groups, the PACs, the special interest groups, that's 55% of his contributions have come from them. Who's he representing, Washington or the 3rd District?
Dugan was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice, and that program is now archived online. And from the Lone Star State to Carrollton, by way of Nashville, Little Texas brings its rocking country to the amp this Saturday. Little Texas has produced 12 top 20 singles, 7 top 10s, and 3 number 1s, and received multiple Grammy, CMA, and ACM nominations, winning the ACM for Top Vocal Group of 1994. Saturday's show starts at 8 with Nashville singer-songwriter Jordan Fletcher. All events at the Amp are free. Chairs can be put out at the Amp on the day of the show, and no professional photography is allowed during the shows at the Amp. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.